ジャパニーズポット101や。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
ユイチです。
Jesse here. We're here with a special lesson for you today. What's it called, Naomi sensei?
ポスターで学ぶ漢字と日本語。
Learning kanji and Japanese through poster phrases. This is similar to our ongoing everyday kanji project, except in this lesson we'll be looking at the Japanese that's written on a poster in great detail. Also, we want to let you know that there is a video that goes along with this lesson, much like our other everyday kanji videos. Be sure to check that out when you have time at JapanesePod101.com.
今回のポスターはどんなポスターですか? What kind of poster is it?
It's a poster for an autumn lottery called Autumn Jumbo 2億円.
So literally that's Autumn Jumbo 2 million yen. And that's a lot of money.
そうですね。
Right? And it's actually winter now. So this Autumn Jumbo lottery has already finished, right?
もう終わってますね。 Yes, it's finished. But we have lots of takarakuji lotteries throughout the year in Japan. So I'm sure you'll have another chance to see a similar one.
宝くじ買いますか? Do you ever buy lottery tickets?
My parents used to, but I never have.
私も絶対買わない。I never buy lottery tickets. I don't want to waste my money on them.
So what we're going to do is focus on some phrases from this poster and explain the grammar and everything behind them.
These phrases came from a poster, so they contain really authentic Japanese.
Definitely. So let's take a look at the first one.Naomi sensei, お願いします。
9月28日、月から、枚数、限定発売。
So let's break down this phrase.
9月28日、
September 28th,
月、
Monday,
から、
starting from,
枚数、
number of tickets,
限定、
limited,
発売、
go on sale.So altogether, you have a limited number of lottery tickets will go on sale starting Monday, September 28th. Let's take a look at some of these words.
First, we'll look at 枚数. 枚 is a counter for thin, flat objects, like paper. This refers to the lottery tickets. 数 means amount. So 枚数 means number of thin, flat objects. In this case, the number of lottery tickets.
Right. And then the word that comes after 枚数 tells us more information. What's that word?
限定, which means limited.
Can we hear some other phrases that use the word 限定?
Sure. 数量限定.
Limited quantity.
And 期間限定.
Limited period of time.
期間限定. You hear and see this one a lot, especially at restaurants and convenience stores.There are a lot of food items that are only available for limited time.
Right, that's very true. Okay, so now we have 枚数限定, a limited number of lottery tickets. What word comes after that?
The last word is 発売. This means on sale. Altogether, it's 枚数限定発売.
A limited number of lottery tickets will go on sale.One of the good things about written Japanese on posters and stuff is that you don't always need particles and stuff to create a sentence.
そうですね。The only particle in this phrase was から, meaning from.
Right. Let's go on to the next phrase. Yuichi-san, お願いします。
今すぐ売り場へ行かなくちゃ。
You've got to go to the sales counter now. The feeling I get from this phrase is like, you gotta go right away, right? It's pretty colloquial.
そうですね。Right.I think that's because of the word 行かなくちゃ.
So we'll explain a little bit more about that. First, let's break down this phrase.
今すぐ.
Right now.
売り場へ.
To the sales counter.
行かなくちゃ.
Must go, have to go. So altogether you have, you've got to go to the sales counter now.
They're trying to put pressure on you to go buy tickets.
そうですね. It's like saying you have to go.
そう.
Right?
Don't miss it.
Exactly, exactly. そうですね.So let's take a look at 行かなくちゃ in detail. What's the full version of 行かなくちゃ?
行かなくてはいけない. This means have to go or must go.
Right. If you're unfamiliar with how to make the 手はいけない construction, Make sure to read up about it in the lesson notes. Here, we'll talk about the colloquial changes that took place. There was a sound change in this phrase, right?
はい、そうです。In 行かなくては、the 手は changed to 茶。This often happens in casual Japanese.
そうですね。Right.
That makes sense. So here, 行かなくてはいけない becomes 行かなくちゃいけない。
はい。And then, the 行けない is dropped completely. So what you are left with is 行かなくちゃ。
It's a lot shorter than 行かなくてはいけない。But it means the same thing.
Can we hear that full phrase one more time?
Sure. 今すぐ売り場へ行かなくちゃ。
じゃあ次は何ですか? What comes next?
早くしないと売り切れちゃう。
If you don't hurry up, they'll sell out. Ooh, even more pressure, right?
Yeah, they really want you to buy your ticket.
They sure do. Okay, so let's break this one down.
早くしない。
Don't hurry up.
と。
If.
売り切れちゃう。
Sell out. So altogether you have, if you don't hurry up, they'll sell out.
This sentence has と, which is a conditional.
Right. This と can be used to mean when or if. So 早くしないと means if you don't hurry up, dot dot dot.
This と always shows up in an A と B type of pattern. If A happens, then B happens.
Can we hear some other examples of this grammar pattern?
この道を行くとコンビニがあります。
If you go down this road, you'll see a convenience store.
早く寝ないと朝起きられない。
If you don't go to bed early, you won't be able to get up in the morning. So going back to the original phrase, what will happen if you don't hurry up? 早くしないと
売り切れちゃう。They will sell out.
売り切れちゃうほど人気なんですね。
そうなのかな?
So this lottery is so popular that the tickets will just sell out. What's the original form of the verb to sell out?
売り切れる。In this sentence, 売り切れる became 売り切れてしまう。
Right, so that's the 手 form of 売り切れる plus しまう。This 手しまう construction is really common. What nuance does it have?
Well, しまう is a verb that means to finish. So the 手 form of a verb plus しまう emphasizes the completion of the action.
Right, so 売り切れてしまう is not just sell out, but it's saying that they will completely sell out. Not a single one left. That kind of meaning, right?
そうです、そうです。And 手しまう can also have the nuance of regret, such as something regrettable happens. 昨日、試合に負けてしまった。
We lost the game yesterday. That makes sense. So can we hear the original phrase all together again?
Sure. 早くしないと売り切れちゃう。
There's one last catchphrase we're going to cover.
過去8年すべて売り切れ。
They have all sold out for the last 8 years. Let's break it down.
過去
past
8年
8 years
すべて
all
売り切れ
sell out. So altogether you have, they have all sold out for the last 8 years. The first part
過去8年
means for the past 8 years, and it's pretty self-explanatory. It's the word for past plus 8 years. So let's concentrate a little on the second part. This isn't a complete sentence, right?
はい、そうです。If it were a full sentence, it would probably be 過去8年すべて売り切れました。But instead, only the mass term is used. 売り切れ。
Right, and this by itself just means sold out. You'll see it on signs in shops if a certain item is sold out. This kind of shortened language is used a lot for catchphrases and copy. Can we hear the original phrase again?
過去8年すべて売り切れ。
Now I've started to feel like 宝くじ買わなくちゃ。
Uh-oh, you've started to feel like you have to buy a lottery ticket.
Naomi さん、それやばいですよ。完全に広告に引っかかってますよ。
You're right. I'm being persuaded by the ad.
All right, well that just about does it for this lesson. Like we mentioned before, don't forget to check out the video that goes along with this lesson. You can find it at JapanesePod101.com.
If you have any questions about this lesson, please leave us a comment.
Until next time.
じゃあまた。